Good afternoon, everyone. Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, Dean Smith, members of the Cabinet, faculty, staff, family, friends, and especially fellow graduates, it is my honor to stand here today on one of the most exciting days of our lives. Faculty, thank you for selecting me to represent the class of 2017, because otherwise I would have gone crying to Dean Sweetman about it. Tyndale has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. They began as childhood memories of running through the halls of Ballyconner and playing in the cat waiting for my dad to get off work. But over the past number of years, this school has become my own, and it holds a deeply personal and formational place in my life. As an English major, I have been taught the power of words, metaphor, and storytelling. So, in looking back and thinking about my time at Tyndale, two distinct images came to mind that sums up my undergraduate experience: the kindling of an academic fire, and the cultivation of spiritual roots. From time to time, we have to remind Frosch during their first few months of being at Tyndale, and even some of us sitting here today, that this is not a summer camp, but first and foremost, it is a university. This means that the education it offers expands into every area of our lives. For example, it's exciting when the methods of argumentation taught by Dr. Davis start to show up in day-to-day conversation and you realize that a liberal arts degree actually has real-world value. The poet W.B. Yeats explains that education is not a filling of a pail, but rather the lighting of a fire. These past 4 years have made this a reality for many of us. While we may have shown up at Ballyconner campus with little more than the flint of desire and a spark of God's direction, especially in leading us past the geese on move-in day, at the end of our time here, we now stand in this chapel with slow-burning embers that were ignited by many different types of kindling. The sparks may have begun to catch during a CVT's class on Romans, or perhaps something was ignited by the mentoring from professors like Dr. Reynolds and Dr. Duquette, or through the cultural analysis of Dr. Masson or Dr. Krauss. Because of our professors, we've been inspired to read and write and learn deeply. A fire was set that continues to flame. On behalf of every graduate here, I would like to say thank you to the staff and faculty of Tyndale University. You genuinely changed our lives through your devotion and dedication to the mission of Christian education. But our memories of Tyndale won't only reside in the classrooms. I recall that in my time working in admissions for 2 years, I promised countless high school students that community at Tyndale would be a highlight of their time here and would change their life. Now, as I see you all here before me and I realize how deep our friendships have become, I am confident that the promise I made to rope people into coming to Tyndale is indeed 100% true. Our friendships grew fast and furious through late-night pizza runs to Lorelei Plaza, heated theological debates in the cafeteria or res rooms, by endless hours of ping-pong, and during the peaceful nights enjoying classic coffee houses. There was a sense of deep contentment after those community events, even after I'd eaten 4 junior chickens at the McMike night. Through so many opportunities, whether it was student leadership, club activities, the buzz of events such as air bands, banquets, talent shows, and floor hockey, we were brought together in a beautiful show of enthusiasm and like-mindedness. Community happened, and we were invited to immerse ourselves. Do you remember at Frosch Retreat, many years ago, we sat in the dimly lit wooden chapel of Fairhaven's campground. The atmosphere was energetic, and the buzz was similar to that of the first night of summer camp. We were finally in university. The new faces around us turned quickly into new friendships, and the 4 years stretched before us full of promise and opportunity. Over the last 5 years at Frosch Retreat, Dr. Reynolds' wife, Elizabeth, gave us a talk about the importance of having the roots of our lives planted in Christ. By describing her own undergraduate years, she paints a picture for us of how quickly our lives can become complicated and chaotic if we don't establish deep roots in our relationship with God. However, if we keep these foundational roots watered, the trees of our lives remain healthy in every season. After that first retreat with Lizzie, I had the opportunity to attend several more retreats as a student leader, and I heard that same talk from Lizzie again and again. But each time I heard it, the talk became more substantial to me. The seed of the first year began to germinate, and the roots that Lizzie spoke of came to bear more and more weight. Tyndale has offered us so many opportunities to water our roots. Chapels, including 5-hour Newfie chapels, peer-led Bible studies, professors who let you have life talks in their office or invite you into their homes, and the boundless chances for involvement and outreach. Now, at the end of our undergraduate degree, I know we've all seen firsthand how easily life can settle into external concerns. We can become focused on the immediate tasks of writing 3 papers at once while attending a student council event and trying to maintain friendships and, of course, keeping our room clean. It can all become a blur, and we realize we've been caught up in a hurricane. Yet, the responsibility remains with each of us, individually, to fill up the watering can, even when no one's watching, and let our souls drink deep of the living water of God. The ways we live in the world will blossom or wither as a result. As we leave this greenhouse of exponential growth and deep learning, where the soil of our lives is constantly watered by both curriculum and community, professors and mentors, fostered friendships and required roommates, our continued growth in Christ may now take more intentional effort. As both Christians and students, Tyndale has set our mind and hearts on fire with the possibilities of learning and cultivated the deep roots of faith. Now we must take the trowel of devotion and kindling of service and offer it to the world outside this beautiful chapel. Class of 2017, let's treasure the time that we've had here and prepare ourselves to bear the fruit of the Spirit in the world and let the inexhaustible and unquenchable light of Christ shine in the midst of darkness. Peace out, Tyndale.